Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
And I'm Brooke, and we're so excited today to be back for our third episode.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. This episode is going to be all about productivity.
Yeah, all the good stuff. This is probably one of our most requested topics.
Yeah, so we wanted to definitely hit it.
Yeah, definitely on YouTube and everything else. So, and all of you guys seemed so interested in the last one. So.
Yeah, we're both Gals on the Go. We are both managing college and YouTube and just life in general. So we've kind of had to learn how to be productive, so we wanted to share our tips with you guys.
Definitely. Okay, so I guess we'll hop right in. You guys say that you want more of a structure to these podcasts, and we definitely don't disagree. We're figuring it out as we go, and we definitely think there should be structure. So we're going to keep to it.
Yes.
And stick with our little segment.
Yes, we've got it all planned out just for you guys. We're productive
just
gals.
Just for you. Productive. Yeah, we're getting back into the swing of things. So
we're going to start off with our highlights and lowlights. For those of you guys who are just joining the podcast now, it's basically kind of like our highs and lows of the week. And yeah, Brooke, I'm going to let you take it on. Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's go, baby.
Can we start with the low lights and then we'll end on the high note?
Always,
okay.
Always.
Okay, so my low light is I actually had an allergy attack this week. Oh my God. Yeah, so that was just not a time. I was on my way back from class being, you know, a gal on the go. Ordered some Uber Eats from one of my favorite places. I don't have to say the name, but it's like one of my favorite salad places in Athens. And I decided to get, you know, treat myself, get a little side of hummus. And I was sitting in my room, I started eating, and I'm like pretty, I'm not like severely allergic, like I die, but I'm allergic to peanuts enough that like my throat gets really, really itchy and I start like breaking out and like hive sort of deal. So that was not fun. I all of a sudden discovered it. I was like, oh my gosh, I think it's from the hummus. And I like went outside, all my roommates were like, are you good? Like, should we take you to the hospital? But it was fine. I just took Benadryl and I was okay. So
it's so funny because Brooke and I were supposed to go to Orange Theory together. Yeah. And she texts me. She's like, send me a selfie of her eyes all puffed. And she's like, yeah, it's your girl's not coming today.
And you know, once you take Benadryl, you're like out. And it was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Popped 2 Benadryl because I didn't want to die, of course. And then I was out. So that was definitely a low light. A unproductive day in my life. But it happens. Things come in the way sometimes, you know.
It happens. So my low light's also kind of just not fun, obviously, if it's a low light. But this might be a little TMI, but your girl's toilet got clogged this weekend.
Oh my gosh, I did not.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I didn't tell you about it. Yeah, it was like a pretty like rough weekend for me. It was very, I just felt sick and just lots of things happened. But that's not why my toilet got clogged. Oh my gosh. My toilet got clogged for whatever reason, and I do not do well in those situations.
Oh my
this
God.
Is one of the first, you know, trials, like living alone in like an apartment I've had to deal with. Like, I literally didn't have my mom to be like, mom, help. You know what I mean? So
what did you do?
Well, I called my apartment and they were like, well, we don't have plumbers on the weekends. And I was like, well, this is kind of like, this is my only bathroom, like, you know what I mean? So I'm just not gonna get into details, but basically I kind of had to like clean it on my own until I could get a plumber to come. Then he came on Monday morning while I was in class and all was well. But yeah, that was really interesting.
Adulting.
Yeah, adulting for real.
Wow.
But yeah, so that was my low light.
TMI. We TMI. Love a good TMI.
We love a good TMI.
Was it like, okay, this is like real TMI, but was it like overflowing in the sense like you couldn't use your bathroom like even a washing?
No. Okay, it wasn't overflowing, which is why they like didn't come. They're like, well, is it? It was such an awkward conversation. Like, it was on a Sunday, and he was like, well, is it overflowing? And I'm like, this is so uncomfortable. No, it was just like, it just didn't flush, and it just looked not cute.
Yeah. You know? You were, like, out all day on Sunday, right?
I tried to be, like, out. Yeah. I just stayed away. Yeah. And I kept burning incense because it... Anyways, sorry. This is just... What a great
TMI.
Way to start. Anyways, let's talk about your highlight, Brooke.
Now we're talking about good stuff. Okay, we had... On Saturday, we had a back-to-school bash. Danielle didn't make it, but it's fine.
I know. I have a story about that after.
Oh, no. It was so much fun, and we had a blow-up slide. We were very concerned that people were gonna, like, kill themselves on the slide, though, because it's... we have two houses next to each other that are, like, both of, I guess, like, we're all friends, essentially. So, like, we got this one slide that was, like, in the middle of both of our lawns, and we put out this sign. It was, like, a waiver. It was, like, by entering the property, you are subjecting yourself to.
Oh, my
because
gosh.
The people who came and set up this blow-up slide were, like, I'm sorry, but we're not responsible for anything that happens. So if someone, like, falls off the slide, obviously,
yeah,
we'd
totally.
Be liable. So we put up this huge sign. But it was honestly, like, one of the best times ever. And it was my best friend Mariah's birthday. So Happy belated B-Day, Mariah.
Happy birthday, Mariah. Sorry I missed it. So, fun fact. So, that was on Saturday, and that's when I was feeling super sick for some reason. I just woke up just not feeling hot. And two of my friends that were also invited, we were, like, we literally drove there, and all of us were in just, like, such a weird mood. And, like, we were, like, I was just, like, I just want to go for my friends. Like, I just want to, you know, go for Mariah and Brooke, whatever. And we literally drive, like, I'm driving. We drive past, and we just see all these people outside and, like, so social. We just were all in an unsocial mood, so we all just, I just kept driving. I thought you saw my car.
I did. Was I outside? Did you see me outside?
I saw you.
No!
But I was literally like, I've never felt like that before, but I was literally like, I can't do this right now, because you guys were all right there, and like, had we parked and walked up, everyone would have seen us, and we were just, I wasn't in the mood, it was just bad.
Okay. A lot was going on. There was a lot of people there, though, so you
It looked fun, though.
Yeah, it was fun. But there was a lot of wet people, like, inside and stuff, though, because they would, like, go on the slide, and then, like, come in our house, and we were like, I just put a bunch of towels out, but the cleanup wasn't too bad. You sacrifice stuff. It's honestly fun to, like, host people at your house. Agree? Yeah. Disagree? Agree. I kind of agree. Like it.
You feel cool.
Yeah. And like.
Hostess with the mostest.
Yeah, exactly.
That was fun. Well, my highlight, honestly, was that I had a pretty chill weekend on that note. After that, I just went to the KD house and like hung out with people and we watched Tana Montana. And then I came home and I watched Devil Wears Prada and The Other Woman for the third time. No, more than the third time. I've seen The Other Woman like.
I feel like I saw you post about that on Sunday too. Did you watch it twice in a row?
Well, or maybe just, like, I started it on Saturday night. And I don't know. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I never do that. I never do this where I just hang out and watch movies. And it was really good for my soul. Like, it was a good weekend.
Wow. Good for you. So, you deserve it.
Thanks. Thanks. Yeah.
It's hard for you to turn off, I feel like.
It's so hard. Like, I just, like, I know Kenzie feels the same way. She'll, like, we'll text each other and be like, I should be relaxing right now. But then when you're relaxing, you're like, oh my gosh, I should be doing this.
Yeah.
But on that note, here are our productivity tips.
Woo!
So my first one is basically to start each day with a specific to-do list rather than, like, all these things that you need to do throughout the week. Each day, kind of create, like, a couple tasks that you know you can accomplish that day. Like, it's been really working for me lately, and I haven't always done this. I always have this huge list. But, like, this morning, I was like, okay, I need to go to the bookstore and buy 10 Scantrons for this class. Because they make you buy Scantrons to take tests. Yep. Like, what the heck? Anyways, that was one of my things. I was like, I have to send this email. I need to call this person. And they're just very specific things, so you, like, have to do them, and it's not this, like, hard thing. So that would be my first tip. What about you, Brooke?
Okay, so my first tip is, these are not in order, by the way. It's fine. Doesn't matter. All right. My first tip is, I've been recently using Apple Calendar to keep myself accountable. I've been switching to a more digital approach because, think about it, like, you're a gal on the go, honestly, like, my schedule changes so much that just putting pen to paper, like, isn't...
I know, yeah.
Yeah. So I've been kind of just planning my day in that sense, and it's really easy because you can, like, scroll through and find when you have blank spaces and everything, and, like, easily move things around, and it's super easy to color code when everything's online, so I'm really big on the online calendar right now. And a side tip is, if you are going, like, for example, later on my calendar tonight, Mariah's B-Day din, I could send that as an invite to my friends, and it could go on all of their calendars, too.
That is cool.
This is, like, extreme tips here, but if you are looking to be really organized with, like, your group of gals or whatever...
Our manager used to do that. He would, like, send me, and it alerts you. Then it's on your phone.
It's really nice, yeah. And it sends us, like, a little invitation, which is super cute.
So just, like, the calendar app on your phone?
Yeah, or is there a different? Yeah, I don't use Google Calendar. I use just, like, the regular iCal that's, like, on the computer, the phone, all that stuff. And it syncs together pretty well for me, but I saw a girl in class today using the Outlook calendar, that's like a pretty popular one too.
Okay.
You know, and like
a
lot of school emails are signed up through like Microsoft, Outlook, but this is one that I use, and I actually like it. I mean, it's pretty good.
I have been adding things more and more to my phone, but I guess for me, I like having a to-do list on pen and paper so I can like cross it off, but I guess I do kind of have things on my phone too.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
Yeah. I think it's good. It's cool to have it on both, but that's just, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's easier, like, if someone changes plans on you to just change it on your phone rather than, like, let me pull out my day designer planner.
Yeah, and sometimes you don't, like, have it on you,
No, totally. It's a big planner.
Yeah. And especially with school and stuff, just things come up or, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, things come up.
I feel you.
But I still love my day designer, though.
Yeah, it's still fun.
I will always love the day designer. It's just a bonus little calendar thing that I'm doing, yeah.
So my next tip is to schedule/plan ahead on, at least for me, I do Sundays, but whatever day works best for you. Usually what I'll do on Sunday nights, I love a good Sunday night. I'll sit down and I'll say, okay, Danielle, what do you got to do this week? What is like the, just so you get an overall sense of the week. Like usually Brooke and I will text on Sundays, be like, when are we filming or recording our podcast this week? Like, what works for you, kind of like, okay, what sorority events do I have? What do I have a test? Just kind of like, I don't know, even just it's for 10 minutes to sit down, light a candle, drink some tea, and just kind of like have an overview for the week. That helps me stay productive.
Yeah, that sounds lovely. I'm a big fan of Sundays.
Yes. Huge Sunday. I used to hate Sundays too. Like really? When I was in high school, I hated it because I was like, ugh, like
another week.
End of, yeah, yeah. But for college, it's fun because I don't have classes on Monday. But
so it's like a double weekend.
Yeah.
Bye. Okay. Alrighty. No, I like the idea of using a day to like get your life together.
Get your life together.
Yeah. Because then if you use the one day to like, I know other people like meal prep and like do everything like clean up, organize.
Yeah. Just like a whole day of that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess going along with that, I'll say my second tip is the clean environment, happy space makes you a productive human. Like
so true.
Yeah. I was living in my own like boxes and everything. I don't want to say living in my own filth. That's disgusting.
You're not a filthy person.
But like when I've moved down to school for like the past 2 weeks, it's just been boxes and like things everywhere. And I finally went ahead and cleaned it all up. And the past few days have been massively more productive just based on a few things alone. Like I would say that that's probably the main reason. And yeah. Oh, I have another point here that it may not be your house or your dorm that you like feel the most productive and like in the zone. Like if your house or dorm isn't that dirty, like maybe your roommate's pretty dirty or something, like just get out of your dorm. And
yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I've met a lot of freshmen, like even just in Katy, they were telling me like their roommate likes to stay in their dorm a lot. Mm-hmm. So they'll just like go and find their own space or vice versa, whatever it may be. Like just find what's good for you. You might have to test out different things. I personally love sitting in Starbucks and like putting headphones in. Like I like being
Agree.
In a busy. Yeah, but not many people do. Like some people just like complete silence, but then I feel like I'm in like prison. So
prison.
Yeah.
Or you can listen to like white noise and all that stuff to make you feel better, but yeah. I feel like the environment's key. Like it really is
major key.
But that's why your room honestly should be clean though, because sometimes if it's late at night you don't like want to go to a Starbucks, or like say that you have an assignment due like that night and you're like, I don't really feel like leaving my dorm room or whatever. Yeah.
Still do it from bed
want. No, of course, but you know, getting a little tidy, getting a little organized, there's nothing wrong. It makes you feel like your life is so much more together.
You feel so good. You're like, so good. I'm a girl boss.
Even if you just like, this is so dumb, but like I vacuumed my floor today and I was like, wow. I was like, okay, like what else can I do today, you know?
What else can I conquer?
Yeah, seriously though.
Well, I keep saying like on that sense, but yeah, they're kind of all about being productive. So another thing that I've always kind of done, at least for the last like 4 or 5 years, I always prepare the night before, because like if you wake up and you haven't prepared or packed anything, like you actually feel like awful. So honestly, for school, I just put on a t-shirt and shorts, but if I know I'm doing something a little bit more extravagant, I set out my outfit the night before so I don't have to pick it when I'm really groggy and asleep in the morning. I always pack my backpack. I plug in my computer and my phone so that they're charged when I wake up in the morning, and I just pop them in. I'll refill my water bottle and put it in the fridge so that in the morning I just grab my Swell and that's filled up. Just kind of setting up your space so that when you wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy, you just get up and you grab everything, and as many things you can do the night before is just better.
Yeah, definitely agree on that. I've always done that since high school. I picked out my outfit the night before.
It's so fun.
It makes the, and I still do it, and my friends like make fun of me because it makes the morning go so much smoother. You're
it's
right.
So nice, especially if you have a workout the next morning. You can't avoid it because your clothes are right there.
Yeah, or you just like put on workout clothes the next day and you're like, wow, I was supposed to work out. So then you feel guilty. So like,
and then you work out.
Yeah, you're setting yourself up for a successful day ahead, and it takes maybe 5 to 10 minutes. So it's like you might as well just get yourself prepped for the next day.
Boom done.
Boom done. That's a great tip.
Thanks.
Okay, on that note, I hate myself. Okay, let's not say that. I said get an early start, and this is
true.
As I get older, I notice more and more because
I've noticed you've been doing that more. You usually like to sleep.
Yeah,
I feel like
I love to sleep, but I've been getting to bed earlier too. So hand in hand, freshman year I literally had the worst sleep schedule. I'd like go to bed at like 2 a.m. and wake up at like 10. When you wake up at 10 o'clock or later, you just don't have a day, you know?
It's like, gone.
Yeah. The morning hours are so important. Like, and I'm not saying you have to wake up at 5. That's unnecessary.
I can't do that. Sorry.
You don't even have to sign up for 8 a.m. if you don't want to. You don't have to do
We're
that.
Not making you.
We're not.
9 a.m. will suffice.
Exactly. So I just recommend getting up maybe an hour or a little bit before. Like, for example, today, I know you do this too. When you have 9:30 class, instead of pushing it and being like, I could sleep till probably 8:45. Like, no, don't do that. Wake up at 8. Give yourself that extra time.
Yeah.
Make a coffee and get ready at your leisurely pace. This way you're not stressed. And if things go wrong, like, sometimes things inevitably go wrong. Like, maybe your ride to school isn't worked out. Or, you know what I'm saying,
No, it's, though. Like, a yeah. sacred time, too. Like, I do it all the time. Like, you just feel so good. You play music. It just gets you in a good mood for the day.
Agreed. Yeah. So we love a good early start. Even when I don't have class, I've been just getting up, where I'll book an Orange Theory class in the morning, which I know not everybody loves, but it's an excuse to get up or make plans early. Be like, we're going to like meet up at 9 o'clock. This way you're holding yourself accountable, kind of.
I'm going to Orange Theory tomorrow morning. It's 8:30.
Are you?
Yeah. Do you want to come?
I was signed up for that, but I think I'm going to socialize tonight. So that might be kind of hard. So tomorrow I'm going to break my own tip and allow myself to sleep in a little extra.
Called out.
Yeah. You know what I mean, though. No, it's all about balance, though.
It is all about balance. And, like, yeah. So.
Oh, but my other tip on that is to get the Sleep Cycle app. So much better than just the regular
alarm. Do you actually
do
it?
I do it every time I have to set my alarm.
Really?
Yes. And I notice a huge difference. I actually don't mind getting up, because it really does break your cycle, like, when you're tossing
and
turning.
Like, at a good time?
Yes.
Wow. Nice.
A 30-minute window, which is kind of decent.
Yeah, that stresses me out, but I guess it works.
So then if you have to be up at 6:30, you set it 6 to 6:30 just to be safe.
Yeah.
Because you want to be safe.
Yeah. Better safe than sorry.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
My next tip is to multitask, which sometimes I multitask too much. Like, I have, like, 10,000 tabs open on my computer, and I'm also texting, and I'm also writing something down. Like, it's kind of insane, but there's a productive way to multitask. Like, one of the things I do is, like, if I want to get a good workout in, but, like, I have to do something, like, this is not even sponsored, like, I love Audible. Like,
same.
Like, listen to a book while you're spinning on the bike at the gym, or I'll listen to a podcast while I'm spinning, or, like, I'll respond to emails while I'm laying out in the sun so I can actually relax, but I'm also, like, kind of doing something. Multitasking is just, it's very beneficial if you can do it correctly.
Yeah. Love that tip.
Yeah. I'm, like, out of breath from, like,
loves multitasking. Passionate.
Very passionate. But it's definitely possible. And if you can make use of your time, why not?
Yeah. I say why not. The only thing that I have to say on that is, because then my next tip is, what you're talking about, is, like, staying present in the moment. But if you're, like, literally just tanning or sitting around, like, sitting on your couch, being, quote-unquote, lazy, like, you might as well be somewhat being productive, like, plug in your earbuds and listen to an audiobook or something, of course. But at the same time, I'm a very big, and I don't always do this. Danielle said she's not the best at it.
I'm so bad at what she's about to say.
I'm not the best at it. And this is just staying present in the moment. For example, like, when you're in class, if you're allowed to have your computer out, I know it's so tempting. I've literally just scrolled through every single form of social media, like Facebook, LinkedIn. Like,
it's
just
so bad.
And I do it. I still do it when I'm really bored. But I feel like that's really bad, though, because then you're not engaged. And then, you know, you're missing material that could be on the test, or just, I don't know, just genuinely learning.
You're paying for.
You know, yeah.
My professor said something today. She was like, I mean, you guys are paying me. Might as well listen.
I totally, totally feel that.
Yeah. I am on that note, kind of, this isn't one of my tips, but two of my classes out of four, they don't let us use computers. And it's been really good. So I've just been, like, doing it on my paper, just writing notes, and I have been retaining more information.
You definitely do. I'm a big pen to paper gal, if I could.
It's better for notes.
And stuff. And just, I'm also trying to work on this in my day-to-day life too. I'm trying to work on it a lot more this summer, like, just being more in the moment in life too. Like, just, you know, if I'm having a fun time with a friend, like, I'm gonna put down my phone, put my phone across the room, charge it in another room, just being very in the moment. And then you maximize, you know, your time with your friends and your personal life, and then you're maximizing your work life. Like, it's just a good
balance. Very wholesome.
Wholesome.
I like
wholesome.
That word. Wholesome. That's a good word if you can use it.
Yeah, actually, it's just a reminder. Like, at my work this summer, they had this phrase, be here now. And I actually like that.
I love that. I've seen that before.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
It really is. Because, you know, all of those times before, this is a deep convo, but, like, when you're sitting at dinner with all of your friends and you look around and everyone's on their phones, it's honestly sad.
I actually want to throw up sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, not saying I don't partake in it sometimes,
too, and then you have to do the whole, like, we're all going to put our phones down and whoever touches it first loses. Do you ever do that? Like,
yeah. I've definitely been that person before.
Yeah. But honestly, though, it's like you got to spend time with the people who matter the most, so just focus.
No, I know. This is kind of a tangent, but, like, sometimes I think about, like, I'll be sitting with a ton of people texting someone else about a plan that we have tomorrow.
Yeah.
Whereas probably the day before I was with someone else texting about that plan when I was with those friends. Like, it's, like,
it's a never-ending cycle.
It's literally a never-ending cycle, and I hate it a lot, and as much as we talk about it, it's pretty hard to change. But
it is.
If you can be aware of it, I think it's good. Well, my last tip is something new I've been trying thanks to another podcast I've been listening to, and it really has been working. It's called time blocking.
Oh, yes.
You've heard about this?
I've heard about it. I've read on it, and it just makes sense.
It makes sense. I actually want to get the actual time block cube. There's, like, a thing, like, on Amazon or whatever. It's just, like, it's basically using a timer and setting a time for each task, kind of blocking out time. Like, even if it's, like, in a more grand scheme, like, a couple hours or a couple minutes, like, okay, like, Danielle, you have to do this assignment for statistics. Don't spend 3 hours procrastinating, kind of being on your phone, kind of not doing it. Set literally 45 minutes. Like, sometimes I know I can do it in 45 minutes, but if you set a timer, you feel more empowered, and it really has been working. Like, if you actually do it, it's so easy to say, like, oh, I'll time block. But if you actually do it, it works. So.
Yeah, definitely. That. I know Kenzie does that because she does the passion planner, yeah, which passion, essentially yeah. is time blocking.
You're right, yeah.
Because it will be like, you know, write paper in this time period. And I actually feel that too. I'm just, sometimes I get really bad though, and I'll like time block to like do school, and then I end up distracted doing something else. So it's just, once again, being self-disciplined, I guess, yeah. is the word for it.
Definitely.
But it's a great tip though.
Thanks.
Great one. And my last one, and this is something I do stand by, is to get the toughest thing done first. So on your to-do list.
So true.
Yeah, and in the moment, it seems hard because I know what it's like when you have, you know, classes and then you have your homework or assignments and all those classes, and you sit down at the coffee shop or sit down to study and you're like, wow, I really don't want to do that one. Well, you know what? Once you do that one and you get it over with, you're going to literally feel like Superwoman and that you can accomplish yeah. any task. There is no such thing as anything too big. It just makes you feel, it makes you feel amazing.
It makes you feel like a boss.
Yeah.
That's so true.
I would just recommend that a lot.
Yeah, I recommend that a lot, too.
That's something I actually genuinely do stick to. Especially, for me, I'm not a math gal, so, like, I always try to get, like, my math or, like, classes I don't really care about done first, because then I get to do, like, my fun stuff. Or, like, my YouTube work or stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. It's more fun. I know. I have a habit of doing my YouTube work first, and then I'm like, oh, I'm done. Well, no, you're not done, Danielle. You do this thing called school, you know?
Never heard of it.
So, yeah, never heard of it for real. But so it's definitely important to make your hardest stuff priority, because then you can do the fun stuff, like she said. Yeah. I just reiterated what you said.
No, but it's a very practical tip.
Yeah. So now we're going to talk about our productive morning routines, just kind of do a little run through. So I just wrote a few notes, because I've like really enjoyed listening to podcasts where they kind of talk about
morning routines.
Like just like describe them rather than like show them. Like obviously I'll film a video about it, but so basically when I'm having a productive morning, these are like the little things that I'd like to run through. So I have an Alexa and she's awesome, and she's like pretty close to my bedroom where like if I, so basically what I do is when I wake up, I'll stop my alarm, and then I like to start playing music. So I'll be like, Alexa, Spotify folk pop playlist. Oh, I hope she didn't hear that over there. And she's awesome, and it kind of puts me in a good mood. So I'm literally getting out of bed. Like, I feel like I'm in a movie. Like, ah, the birds are singing, you know? And then I like to make breakfast, and I like to make a breakfast when I'm feeling productive. I want to, like, make a breakfast that I feel, like, good, and it, like, takes detail to make. So I've been really into making yogurt parfaits. So I put, like, Greek yogurt with granola and berries, and I just feel really good, and it puts me in a good mood. It doesn't, like, make me super, like, hype and then tired. It's, like, a good, consistent breakfast. Then I'll either, depending on if I have class or not, I'll go to, like, Orange Theory or the gym or something, come back, shower, drink coffee while my hair's drying, so I like to have my hair air dry.
Oh, my gosh, this is so detailed.
This is a little detailed, I guess, yeah. And then while my hair is still drying, I'll do some homework YouTube stuff, and then I'll do my makeup, do my hair, head out the door for classes or plans or whatever it may be. So that's a little run through my morning.
Wow. Wow. Amazing.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Mine is not quite as detailed, I will admit.
I was really caffeinated when I wrote that down. So
I don't really know what... Well, actually, I can say that I start off every morning with usually coffee because I like to... This is going to be way TMI. This is going to be so
cool. Oh my God, I literally know what you're going to say.
Olivia Vargas, do you know who this is?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's great, like, friend. She phrased this, and obviously you know who she is. We went to Coachella together.
I need to hear how she phrased.
She phrased it in a way that you want to start every day feeling cleansed out. Okay, I'm not going to say what it means. You guys can insinuate what this means yourself. I know that this might be TMI, but honestly.
No, it's low-key so true.
Okay, so you know what I mean. You got it.
Get coffee, cleanse out.
Yeah, so I wake up, I drink some water. I always drink water first, like from my Hydro Flask water bottle. And then I'm also not a huge breakfast gal, so I just drink coffee and it kind of like satisfies me. This is if I'm not working out. If I am working out, I have to eat.
Otherwise, I
pass out. Which is, we don't like that. That's just not a fun way to start the productive morning. And then what else do I do? I usually just start getting ready for the day. I'm a very big, like you said, like preparing the night before. So like, yeah. I usually don't have to like start from new. Like usually I've showered and done my hair at least the night before or something like that, or have my outfit picked out. So my morning is pretty brief, and then I have more time to like watch YouTube videos and like.
You're a big watch YouTube while get ready. I've done it more ever since living alone. But, really? Yeah.
I'm, like, really bad about it, and then I feel, like, weird when my roommates are, like, in the kitchen stuff, because they probably hear me watching YouTube at, like, 8 a.m., and they're like, what is she doing? But I honestly am a huge YouTube gal. Huge. Yeah.
No, I am, too, and now I, like, play them on my TV while I'm, like, cleaning and stuff. It's really fun. Yeah. Because I found myself, like, not being kept up. Like, Brooke would be like, did you see this video? And I'm like, oh, my God, no. She's like, you're a terrible YouTuber. I'm like, yeah.
No, I forget. Yeah, but you know what I mean, though. So I just try to stay engaged with that. Yeah. So. But then if I am working out, I do have a breakfast. I usually do like a banana or like hard-boiled eggs or something, and then work out, and then I come back and shower. But my class schedule this year is kind of random, so I've like,
yeah, I haven't figured it out. Like, I always have to ask you if you have class.
Yeah, so I have one Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but it's not until 1:25, so that's when I do like my productive morning, like workout and stuff, except for tomorrow, because I'm having fun tonight because I'm 21 and I'm fun. So don't text
21 and fun.
Don't text me. I'll text you.
I'll text you.
Probably not. and then on Tuesday, Thursday, I have three classes in a row starting at 9:30. So that's my schedule. So that's why, like, so today I did my, like, abbreviated morning, and then tomorrow I'll do, like, my full morning. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah. Makes sense.
But with Orange Theory, you can schedule your class, you know, whenever. So I love it. So it doesn't always have to be in the morning. You could do it.
Yeah. I prefer working out at night. Like, I feel better. However, if I work out in the morning, I'm probably tired on my way there, but you feel really energized. It's like a natural caffeine
boost.
You
do, but then I find that I get a really hard afternoon crash.
Yes, me too. It's like you feel great, and then, like, at 1 o'clock, dead.
And then even coffee can't really help me. Like, I was, like, about to take a nap yesterday at, like, 1. It was so weird. I was like, why am I so tired? I slept plenty.
Mm-hmm. No, I know. It's a give and take, but sometimes it's the motivation I need.
Yeah.
Like, some days, like, if I'm just not going to do anything, if I work out, you will do more.
It's such a good way to start your day, too, like, in terms of eating well, because then you're like, I worked out this morning, like, I have to eat well.
Yeah, yesterday you went and got a Kale Slam smoothie. Yes! I saw you.
And we took ginger shots, which is...
Yum.
It's pretty...
Is it good?
It's pretty gross.
Ginger's good for your tummy. I like.
Yeah, the woman working was like, girls, everyone's getting sick. You need a ginger shot. And we're like, okay.
Oh,
like,
I didn't know it was good for your immune system. I thought it was just more so if your stomach's upset. But there you go.
I think it's like a wonder use.
Everyone is getting sick. Mm-mm, stay away.
Two of my roommates have had strep, so I'm a little concerned.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well,
you'll be fine. You're fine right now.
I'm fine.
You're about to leave for Miami.
Yeah. That's a surprise. It's a random trip.
Sorry.
No. No, I don't care. I just mean it's like a random trip, but I love being random.
Yeah, we love being
the
random.
The start of the travel. So you're going to New York, though? Is that happening?
I am. Yeah, I'm going to New York Fashion Week. Well, like, I'm going to New York, and then we happen to be there for New York Fashion Week.
Who are you going?
So, me and Delaney Free.
Oh,
yeah,
my
like, we had a plan for, like, a year where I was like, I'm going to take you to New York with me. Because, like, you know, hotels will, like, comp our stay. So, I was like, all we have to do is pay for flights. And so, we just bought our flights, and our manager's looking to, like, get us, like, a hotel and, like, a couple shows. Just because I got invited to some, like, events, like, with brands. And I was like, I don't know. Delaney is so awesome. And she's helped me so much with, like, my videos and stuff.
Oh, my gosh. She is going to live
And
for
she's
this.
A model. She's always wanted to go to Fashion Week. So
that's so sweet.
We're
going
to hopefully be able to go to the Rebecca Minkoff show because my friend works for them. Yeah. The one – you actually met her.
That's dope.
At one of our meetups. Her name's Jenny. The Secret Life of Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Yes.
She works for Rebecca Minkoff now. So
I did not know that. She's, like, a girl boss. That's awesome.
She's – Go follow her on Instagram, Secret Life of Jenny.
She's so
cool.
She's actually so... I, like, comment on her pics all the time. I'm like, you're dope.
Yeah. I know. Like, she just, like, wears wigs for fun. Like, that's, like, a thing to, like, wear bob wigs. Like, I'm low-key into it, but too scared.
it's a look. I definitely would agree that it's a look.
So we looked up a couple questions that you guys have asked us, and we're going to answer them. That's what we're going to do as our last little bit. So the first question we have someone asked is, how do you make friends in college?
Friends? Never heard of them.
I think we both came from out of state, so we kind of literally came in cold turkey.
Yeah, I definitely probably wasn't as great as you. I feel like you threw yourself really into it. I was
really?
Just,
I feel like I didn't.
I was just very comfortable with my roommate, so I just
was
very big on like, oh, I have my roommate, that's fine, and in retrospect, that's not the way to do it.
Yeah.
I think you need to just... be random. That's my tip, is to be as random as possible. Literally, like,
just in life.
No, but actually though, like, you have to put yourself out there in a way that you're gonna feel so brutally uncomfortable by asking people, like, people that you might think you have nothing in common with, like, hey, will you go to the dining hall with me, like, will you do this, and it makes you feel so uncomfortable. Like, I remember genuinely being scared to ask people because, like, fear of denial or whatever.
No, it's terrifying.
But that's the only way to do it. And then those people are the ones who have, like, a million friends.
And you have to realize that everyone's in the same boat. And that's what I didn't realize at first. And then I realized everyone wants to make friends. Like, talking with friends in my pledge class now, they're like, yeah, last year, like, I really, at this point in time, I didn't have a lot of friends. I was like, wait, me neither.
Same, yeah.
But, like, you feel crappy. Like, I figured out the reason my friend Delaney Free, we became best friends is because I literally said in the group chat with, like, all my pledge class, I was like, does anyone want to match with me for Halloween? And she was like, yeah. And I texted her and I was like, hey, want to be boxers together? And
Sweet.
And then we became friends from then. We were like, wait, we're, like, so similar.
We're sisters.
Yeah, we're sisters. So, no, but definitely a big one is, like, asking them to go to the dining hall. But it really is just, like, especially your first few weeks at school, or, like,
and people are going to invite you to random things. At least at UGA, it's big, like, hey, my friend needs a date for this date night. Like, go.
It gives me so much anxiety. But yes.
No, but honestly, though, like, the first few weeks is when to do it, though. Like, that's my biggest tip is, like, or, like, I don't know, just going, it doesn't necessarily have to be, like, going out. I hate that it's related to that, but it just, if people are like, oh, who wants to go study, like, go with them instead of studying in your dorm by yourself. Like, go study with friends.
Yeah,
go
do it. Even if you don't study well with people, just do it for an hour and then be like, I gotta go.
It was nice meeting you, it was nice chatting. And also, I know we've talked about this before, at least hallmates, keep your door open the first few weeks. Great way to easily make friends. Joining clubs is a really big way.
I might be joining this club. I got an email about it today, but I don't really know. Like, I just don't have time.
What's it about?
For it, it's they do, like, I forget the exact name. I think it's called, like, the UGA, like, I think it's Student Merchandising Association. They do, like, they set up, like, a whole fashion show at the end of the year, and they do all these fun things. But I'm also like, I don't have time, but, like, I want to be involved. And
maybe
so
you could just talk to them though and tell them.
I might just stop by and be like, hey.
Because I'm in a club that meets every Wednesday, and I'm like,
it's every Wednesday.
Yeah,
I don't know. But also another thing, this might sound weird, but it's something I've been doing a lot the last few weeks. I think it's also because I'm just meeting a ton of new freshmen and like whatever. But I've just, like, I don't feel weird asking for people's numbers now. I'm just like, you know what? I want to retain this relationship.
Exactly.
So I'm just like, hey, like, put your number in. Like, or, like, for people in my classes, like, I always like to have one person in each class, like, text, you know?
Smart.
And there's one class I have that I don't know anyone. So I just looked to the girl next to me. I was like, hey, like, want to put your number in so we could just, like, text about homework? And they're going to be appreciative. They're not going to think you're weird.
No, I think it's putting yourself out there. And I know, I guess, like, we're mostly extroverted people, so the people are probably gonna be like, that's easy for you guys to say, like, you're extroverts.
Yeah, but we still get scared about that stuff.
Definitely.
Like, it is hard, but it's just so worth doing.
Agree. Okay.
And then our second question was self-care advice while living in the dorms. I just thought that was really unique.
It is unique because you don't really essentially have your own space. I feel like at home it's so much easier because you can be like, locking my door, I'm watching a movie, goodbye world. Like, that is my version of self-care.
That is self-care.
Least. Yes.
To its finest.
Or, like, you know, giving, like, doing a spa night or whatever you do by yourself. Like, sometimes you just want to do it alone. But that doesn't mean you can't do it in the dorm.
No, not at all.
You could, like, maybe it could be, like, something where it's, like, you and a bunch of buddies do some face masks and paint your nails. And is that?
I actually totally did that last year.
Yeah.
So I didn't do the painting nails. I'm a gel girl. But, yes, we did face masks.
I was, like, painting, like, I needed my toes done the other day. And me and a bunch of my friends just sat around and, like, did our nails. And it was honestly,
so,
like, kind of, like, therapeutic, you know?
That's kind of really cute.
Yeah, it's just all about balance.
Yeah, I mean, like, even, like, I remember last year, like, when I wanted to feel, like, more luxurious, like, I don't know, like, I'd put on my robe and just, like, chill with my friends. Or I definitely suggest two things. This is kind of more, like, a health self-care thing. Get an essential oil diffuser for your dorm because you'll get funky smells. Love my roommate, but she made a lot of tomato soup. And I'd be like, Delaney, it smells really weird in here. So I just turn on the diffuser, and eucalyptus just changes it all. It's great because you really can't have candles. So diffusers are the way to go.
And
just
they're
get
so
them on
powerful.
Amazon. Yes, so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Especially depending on, like, the oil you get. Love it. And I was getting sick a lot, like, consistently. I swear, I was sick for, like, 2 months in a row, my first 2 months in the dorm. And then I bought, I forget what they're actually called, like, an air purifier, basically, and I wasn't sick after that.
Really?
Yeah, because they use recycled air in the dorms. It's nasty, like an airplane.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. We've been just big on, because my roommates have been sick, like I said, and they've been, like, disinfecting everything and cleaning, and I was like, yeah, so I guess, you know, that's a good thing, too. I just feel like self-care means so many different things to everybody else, and I think that sometimes I did this probably too much, but I would just put in my big Beats headphones and, like, lay in bed and watch a movie and, like, be like, please don't text, like.
Yeah, you have to. Sometimes you gotta be honest and be like, and I'm not in the
so
mood.
Okay. It's so okay, like, no one's gonna judge you and be like, or, like, self-care could literally be as simple as saying no. Like, I cannot go out tonight. Yeah. I just need to be alone.
Yeah, I definitely had to learn how to say no last year because it was just tearing me apart. Sometimes now I need to start learn how to say yes more because it got too no.
This is literally like a balance of the last question and this question, yeah.
You're so right. Yeah. It's seriously one of those. But no, seriously what you're saying about saying no, like my roommate last year, like she'd be like, hey Danielle, like I'm just trying to like be chill tonight. Like if you're going to talk to people, can you just like go in a different room? So I'd just be like, yeah, totally. I'll close the door and I turn the lights off and she watched her Netflix, whatever. And I did the same thing. Exactly. Like if you're going to like hang with your boyfriend, like can you guys do it outside, like I just want to like chill, like you have to like establish that relationship like so fast because otherwise it gets awkward.
Yeah, having that open relationship. Yeah.
But yeah, those are just the two questions we wanted to answer. Do you have anything else to say, Brooke?
Not really. I've just been loving doing this podcast, you guys. I know we say it every time, but the reactions are so positive. And
we've just really enjoyed this.
Yeah, I feel like it's fun. We get to have a little convo. I love the stories. Like that, waking up to them, like I'm like this, seeing everyone's Instagram
stories. Keep up the Instagram stories for sure.
And if you ever want to ask us questions, I guess we should probably just consistently check the hashtag gals on the go.
Yeah, that's great. I love that.
So if you have anything, Twitter or I guess mostly Twitter, just tweet us.
Twitter. Yeah. Or Instagram DM us. I look a lot, or just respond to our stories. But ever, like we'll be probably sometimes posting Instagram stories with a little like question thing where they can ask
that's
questions.
So you smart.
Know, we should have just done that. But either way, like we just love your feedback and we love talking to you guys. Like I think podcast is really real way for us to talk
same.
To them,
especially because like so many of you guys are the girl who just messaged you and was like studying for my chem test and like listening to Gals on the Go, like that is freaking awesome to
makes
me.
My life.
Yeah, like some of us just don't have the time for video, so podcast is amazing.
Yeah, so thank you guys so much. Make sure to subscribe if you're listening on Spotify, follow us if you're listening on iTunes, subscribe so you get notifications when we post. But we do post episodes every Wednesday, so
We have a schedule.
We
I know my roommates were like, podcasting again. I'm like, you guys, I'm really taking this very seriously.
No,
like
so
it is
happy.
Happening. Yes.
Yes, because we enjoy it. It's really fun.
It's fun. It's fun. And we personally love podcasts ourselves, so that's like dope.
Yeah. And I think a lot of you guys are starting to like podcast more maybe because I know some people were like, I like didn't listen to podcasts, but I tried out y'all's and then they listened to others.
Y'all.
That was very southern of me. But yeah, well we're gonna sign off. Thank you guys so much for listening. Stay tuned for next Wednesday's episode. Leave us a review if you want.
Yeah, five stars.
Please. Five stars. Only if you want, of course.
Yeah, of course. No pressure. No 5 stars.
Well, okay. We love you guys and have a great day. Thanks for listening. Be productive.
Bye.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more, and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love, but she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price, so they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything, or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.